The struggle to find a replacement for the late County Executive Bob Culver has sent the Wicomico County Council back to the drawing board. By consensus, and backed by four council members, they decided to extend the application deadline to September 14th. Councilmember Joe Holloway, who backed the deadline extension.
Hopefully get more applicants and good qualified applicants. I'm hopeful, hopefully optimistic we will.
Well, I mean, it sounded like you had a hard time getting them the last time.
Yeah, it did.
The first go-around, Holloway had offered up his own name for the position, but then withdrew it. Shortly thereafter, he joined three other council members to appoint Dr. Rene Desmaris. He, shortly thereafter, withdrew his name, as community leaders, especially in the business committee, began to pressure for reconsideration. Council Vice President John Cannon on the reopening.
I was disappointed that the council didn't decide to, fill the original obligation, which was the 45 days. You had three applicants. You interviewed three applicants. The public listened to the three applicants. Sooner or later, you just have to be able to make that big decision. And when it comes time to make that big decision, I don't think that you should be able to step aside and then change the rules.
Cannon had backed Delegate Carl Anderton, who only received three votes on the seven-member council. But Cannon said he has been approached about new potential candidates.
One or two individuals have inquired about it. I'm optimistic that we'll come to some resolution.
Is Anderton out of the race, is it now?
I wouldn't want to think that Anderton was out of the race. I mean, I think you witnessed for yourself the strong public support from the last meeting.
So why the vote against Anderton? When asked, Holloway demurred.
I have no idea.
You did not vote for Anderton.
I'm not going to get into that. Yeah.
Right?
I'm not going to get into why I didn't. But that was done during closed session. We discussed that during closed session.
But during the council meeting, Holloway made reference to how Desmaris was treated.
That was disgusting the way that ended up. It really was. And they went after this guy with vengeance. You know, that's not right.
Can you be more specific about that?
No, I'm not going to get into the nitty-gritty details about it. But It's very obvious if people have been paying attention to what's being said, especially social media.
For Anderton's part, he vowed to reapply with the possibility of a run in the next election for the job in 2022.
You know, whether it be in 2020, the year that everybody will forget, or will it be, 2022? We will consult with the people who I work for, and I'll do whatever they want.
In addition, he said the reference to personal attacks on Desmaris, whom he considers a friend, was the first time he had heard about them, but then grew irritated on how he had been treated.
I can tell you what was said about me, on social media and the internet. I had people, allegedly, one of the council members was going to take my high school diploma to the media and say that it was a fraud, and I worked hard to get where I am.
For his part, Cannon was puzzled by the lack of response to the public outcry after the vote to approve Desmaris.
It would be nice to know exactly why it isn't impacting any of the particular council members. I think that's part of what their obligation is to the public to explain that.
Perhaps the biggest issue before the council is transparency, and both Hastings and Cannon pushed their fellow council members for more openness. Councilmember Josh Hastings, who backed Anderton.
We still don't have an understanding of how the public is going to be involved. I was did work pretty hard to try to make sure in those conversations to make sure that we could have more of a public process, and I think there was consensus there. What that looks like, I'm not quite sure. I'm hoping that means there was discussion of maybe a separate event that the public could speak out.
Hastings noted that the candidates had only been asked a limited number of questions that omitted issues like education and agriculture. So the council will now take another stab at the process, which has been mired in such controversy. This is Don Rush for Delmarva Public Media.